Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Swati Ajit and these are the major news stories of Saturday, April 6, 2024. Tech giant Microsoft has warned that China may use artificial intelligence-generated content on social media platforms to influence public opinion and advance its geopolitical interests during elections in countries such as India, South Korea and the US. The US is on high alert and preparing for a possible attack by Iran targeting Israeli or American assets in the region in response to Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. A Delhi court on Saturday extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till April 18 in a money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The National Investigation Agency on Saturday arrested two key conspirators in 2022 blast case amid an attack on the probe agency's team by a crowd in West Bengal's East Medinipur district. The Income Tax Department on Saturday froze the CPM's Thrissur District Committee's bank account following a raid at the Bank of India's branch on Friday. Let's get into the details. China is likely to deploy artificial intelligence-generated content via social media to sway public opinion to boost its geopolitical interest during elections in countries like India, South Korea and the US, tech giant Microsoft has warned. Voting for 543 Lok Sabha seats in India will take place between April 19 and June 4, spread across 7 phases. South Koreans will go to the polls in the general election on April 10, while the US will hold the presidential election on November 5. With major elections taking place around the world this year, particularly in India, South Korea and the United States, we assess that China will at a minimum create and amplify AI-generated content to benefit its interests. Clint Watts, General Manager, Microsoft Threat Analysis Center, said in a blog post. Alarmed at AI's potential misuse, the center last month said that social media intermediaries must not permit any bias or discrimination or threaten the integrity of the electoral process. The US is on high alert and is preparing for a possible attack by Iran targeting Israeli or American assets in the region in response to Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria, a US official said on Friday. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has said that 7 Iranian military advisors died in the strike, including Mohammad Reza Sehedi, a senior commander. US President Joe Biden discussed the threat from Iran in a phone call on Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Our teams have been in regular and continuous contact since then. The US fully supports the defense of Israel against threats from Iran, a senior Biden administration official said. A Delhi court on Saturday extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till April 18 in a money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja extended Sisodia's judicial custody after he was produced before the court on an expiry of the judicial custody granted earlier. His party colleague Sanjay Singh, a co-accused who was recently granted bail by the Supreme Court in the case, also appeared before the court for the proceedings. The National Investigation Agency on Saturday arrested two key conspirators in 2022 blast case amid an attack on the probe agency's team by a crowd in West Bengal's East Medinipur district, an official said. An NIA officer was injured and a vehicle belonging to the probe agency was damaged in the attack, a spokesperson of the Federal Investigation Agency said. The duo Balachandra Methi and Manobrata Jana were arrested after extensive searches at 5 locations, including the house of Jana, where locals tried to obstruct the NIA team. The crowd tried to stop the NIA team and its security component from moving towards the Kupatinagar police station to complete the arrest formalities. The NIA has lodged a complaint at the local police station in this regard. The Income Tax Department on Saturday froze the CPM's Thrissur District Committee's bank account following a raid at the Bank of India's branch on Friday. The account has an amount of Rs 4.80 crore. Rs 1 crore was withdrawn from the account this month. The IT department raided the Thrissur branch of the public sector bank at MG Road after it was noticed that CPM district committee had withdrawn large amounts of money from it during last few months. When the IT department found that the CPM had not disclosed these withdrawals in the audit report submitted by it, officials questioned M.M. Varghese, the Thrissur district secretary of the party and a member of the state committee at the Enforcement Directorate office in Kochi on Friday. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Swati Ajit, and produced by Vishnu Mulitharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.